Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, October 20th, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Aston Bay Holdings at ITBATBF reports high-grade copper intercepts at Storm Project in Nunavut. Aston Bay Holdings Ltd. and American West Metals reported high-grade copper intercepts at the Storm Copper Project in Nunavut. CEO Thomas Ulrich noted thick, high-grade intervals up to 27.3% copper, indicating significant expansion potential. Ongoing activities include additional assays and permitting as the project progresses towards a resource update and pre-feasibility study in early 2026. Aston Bay is exploring for high-grade critical and precious metal deposits in North America with a joint venture at the Storm Project property. The company holds a free carried interest until a decision to mine, after which it may be diluted or converted into a net smelter returns royalty. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Royalty Management Holding Corporation announces fourth quarter 2025 cash dividend. Royalty Management Holding Corporation, a forward-leaning royalty company, has announced its fourth quarter 2025 cash dividend. Shareholders, as of the record date of December 31, 2025, will receive 0.0025 cents per share on January 10, 2026. CEO Thomas Sauve expressed excitement about providing cash return to shareholders while continuing to invest in royalty projects. Royalty Management Holding Corporation focuses on acquiring and developing high-value assets in various industries. ReElement Technologies Corporation, a subsidiary, specializes in refining rare earth and critical battery elements. Forward-looking statements caution that completion of discussed matters is subject to various conditions beyond the company's control.
Web3 Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ, DVLT. Partners with Max International to launch Swiss Digital RWA Exchange. DataVault AI Inc., listed on NASDAQ as DVLT, has partnered with Max International to launch a Swiss Digital RWA Exchange in Switzerland. This collaboration aims to drive institutional adoption of real-world assets by addressing regulatory, scalability, and fiduciary challenges. The exchange will serve as the foundation for DataVault AI's international elements and NIL exchanges, enabling tokenization of commodities and rights. DataVault AI specializes in AI experience valuation and monetization of assets in the Web 3.0 environment, offering comprehensive solutions for various industries. Learn more about DataVault AI at www.datavaultsite.com.
Investor news breaks. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., SGBX, subsidiary Olinox launches drilling review to drive 2026 production goals. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SGBX, through its subsidiary Olinox Corp., has initiated a drilling review of multiple sites on existing oil and gas leases. Olinox plans to complete a drilling project in Q4 2025 and expand drilling efforts through 2026. CEO Michael McLaren aims to achieve 1,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day by 2026 through new drilling, well site revitalization, and acquisitions. Safe and Green Holdings specializes in modular solutions, providing safe and green structures for various industries. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a communication platform offering press release syndication services for companies and the investment community, delivering access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications.
A comprehensive guide to building your online presence. In today's digital landscape, establishing a robust online presence is crucial for businesses looking to grow and engage customers. Digital Marketing Solutions' new guide offers essential strategies for small to medium-sized businesses to boost visibility and drive sales. Key topics include optimizing websites, effective social media use, content marketing, and SEO strategies. CEO Michael Johnson emphasizes the importance of adapting to online consumer habits. The guide, available for free on their website, aims to help businesses connect with their audience and thrive in the digital economy. For more information, visit Digital Marketing Solutions website.
Unlock DH, from reset to execution, building the public platform for high-growth consumer brands. Unlock D Inc., formerly known as Evermind Holdings Inc., has completed its corporate name transition, solidifying its identity and mission. In Q3 2025, the company eliminated convertible debt, reduced liabilities by over 85%, and restored capital structure integrity. Now in Q4, Unlock D is finalizing equity seed fundraising, closing acquisitions, advancing partnership initiatives, and preparing for a Regulation A offering. The company's focus on consumer brands aligns with market trends, offering investors exposure to growth assets. With a modernized brand ecosystem in development and plans for tokenized equity frameworks, Unlock D aims to revolutionize ownership and access for investors, consumers, and founders. CEO Dr. Jordan P. Belencic emphasizes the company's commitment to execution, revenue growth, and value creation in the emerging consumer innovation space.
Charbone announces a strategic alliance with a leading U.S. industrial gas producer. Charbone Corporation, a North American producer and distributor specializing in clean, ultra-high purity hydrogen and strategic industrial gases, has announced a strategic alliance with a major U.S. producer and distributor of industrial gases. This partnership will allow Charbone to expand its product offering, particularly in helium, and strengthen its position in the North American markets. By collaborating with a globally recognized partner, Charbone aims to enhance operational flexibility, optimize logistics, and establish strategic synergies. This alliance is a significant step in Charbone's long-term growth strategy to diversify revenue streams and consolidate its presence in the Canadian market. With the global industrial gas market expected to grow by 5.7% annually, this partnership represents a key advancement for Charbone in the sector.
Businesses seek cost-cutting solutions amid economic challenges. Savings Highway Global offers relief. Businesses across industries are seeking cost-cutting solutions as operational costs continue to rise. Savings Highway Global, with over 18 years of experience in cost reduction strategies and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, helps businesses lower expenses on telecom services, payroll processing, energy costs, and more. Through a network of partnerships and negotiated discounts, businesses can save on essential services they already use. Jerry Moore, an affiliate agent with Savings Highway Global, emphasizes the importance of conducting a cost analysis to uncover significant savings opportunities. With a proven track record of success, the company has helped businesses of all sizes achieve substantial reductions in monthly expenses. For businesses interested in exploring cost-saving opportunities, more details can be found at paylessforyourbills.com. Gyrodyne announces agreement with Star Equity Fund. Gyrodyne, LLC has reached an agreement with Star Equity Fund, LP, reducing its board size from 5 to 4 directors and implementing various governance changes. The agreement includes a freeze on director compensation, limiting the chairman's fee to $65,000, and Richard Smith as the sole nominee for election at the upcoming shareholders meeting. Star Equity Fund has also agreed to standstill provisions. Gyrodyne's president, Gary Fitlin, expressed appreciation for shareholder input, emphasizing the company's commitment to maximizing shareholder value. Star Equity Fund manager Jeff Eberwein highlighted the collaborative efforts with the board to enhance governance. Nader Salur, chairman of Gyrodyne's nominating committee, thanked Paul Lamb for his 28 years of service, noting his significant contributions to the company's success. Gyrodyne, LLC owns and manages a diversified portfolio of real estate properties in the New York metropolitan area. Blackstone, TPG near $17 billion deal for Hologic. Private equity giants Blackstone and TPG are nearing a deal to acquire Hologic, a maker of diagnostic and medical imaging equipment for women's health, in a transaction that could value the company at over $17 billion, including debt. The firms are finalizing terms that would price Hologic shares at more than $75 each, reflecting strong investor interest in healthcare assets with recurring revenue. This potential acquisition, one of the largest leveraged buyouts in recent healthcare history, highlights private equity's confidence in the medical technology market. Hologic, known for its cancer screening tests, has seen a surge in its stock price following reports of the deal. Both Blackstone and TPG have been active in the healthcare sector, with Hologic offering a mix of stable cash flow and innovation in women's health. While a final agreement is pending, the talks signal a resurgence in private equity's interest in major healthcare transactions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.